Tell me about talk a little bit about astigmatists today. For instance, I don't know if you're able to if you're able to research, are there stigmatists that are alive today that because I know sometimes like when something's ongoing, the church sort of doesn't say anything, so it's
Right.
always unofficial. But are there any living today that we know of, or what are some of the most recent ones?
There are some that claim to be stigmatists, and this is one of the things that really bothers me is I tell you, why isn't CNN there, right? Why isn't Fox News there? Why doesn't the New York Times go there? Why aren't people outside of their houses with cameras, right? And
Yeah, please tell me. I want to go. I
I
mean,
know.
I've always thought if I, why wouldn't we? And then, because you see how much grace God is working. Why wouldn't you want to share in that?
And they and the some of the ones that are out there that are claiming it get made fun of. I give the example of a woman named Gisella Cardia from Trevignano Romano in Italy, and she's a sensation in the Italian media. She's been on like all the morning talk shows and everything else. She has doubters, and there's video of her online. I've watched it, and I've watched some of these shows on TV in Italian. And the Vatican was investigating her about a year ago. Although very interestingly, they didn't rule on her stigmata. They didn't say anything about her stigmata. They cast doubt about some of the claims that she was having. But I'm like, okay, all right, fine. But just tell me, you're there, Vatican officials. Are her hands bleeding or not? Right? This is simple. Just tell me that. Right. And by the way, if that's happening, all right, I'm going to take everything else seriously. All right. And there's video of her online with a female doctor from Milan who is very credentialed, very serious, the real deal, with a British guy as well. I don't think he's clergy, but and he's narrating it, and she's exuding like oil from her hands and then a little bit of blood, and she's obviously in pain. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well, come on, guys, is this real? I mean, somebody go and check this out and get this on camera. There's another woman. She her posts all the time appear on, oh, what's the name of a website? Countdown to the Kingdom. And she makes wild predictions. I mean, some of the things that she says, I'm like, wow, that's right on for our times, and that's a pretty good theological insight. But then the other times she'll say things like, the earth is going to shake, and this is going to happen. And she's had some really specific ones in the last couple of years where I'm like, all right, man, if that doesn't happen in the next 2 months, you're a phony. Right, but I don't know. Is she's reportedly bleeding from her hands as well? So they're out there. I was tracked down by somebody who told me that he knows of a case not far from me, and there's a priest who has this person under his supervision. And if I want to go see, I can go see. And I said, well, that's all right. I won't go.
And I know that part of their sufferings is we can't understand it because we're not at that level, but that
Right.
humility of they don't want people to see. So part of you
Yeah, they don't care.
wants to go in video, and a part of you is like, gosh, do I want to be one of those people in the story that makes them suffer?
Right. And they're not showboaters, right? They're not out there saying, hey, look what I got. Look how special I am. Just the opposite. They go into hiding. They're made fun of. They're ridiculed. In fact, the case of Gisella Cardia, I quote the book, a reporter from The Guardian, the left-wing British publication, secular publication, The Guardian, who's just making fun of her. So I thought, well, at least this was reported in kind of the mainstream press, but they're just making fun of her. Saying she uses a phony name, a fake name, talked about her past history where she like bounced a check or got fired from a job or something like that, calling it all of it into question. But for me, it's a pretty elementary thing. Go there with the cameras. Are they bleeding from their hands or not? Does it start like clockwork on Thursday or a Good Friday? Are they on the rack at 3 o'clock? And then does the stuff suddenly disappear on Saturday morning, as what happens in so many of these stigmatists? It's pretty simple, but it's just a sign of our times that no one even cares. Everyone's sitting around focusing on our silly cultural issues and politics and whatever's going on, and the really extraordinary things that are supernaturally happening among us and in our lifetimes, People are completely ignoring. It's very
that God is going out of his way to, because I always think about these different mystics. I think, you know, that God has to do all these things in their life to prepare them to as you were saying, he builds this person up to this certain place and then grants them this gift. And I think, man, God's done so much work in that person's life. We should honor it by receiving the benefit of it and not after they die. But if we're in that, if we're in that generation to share it, sharing it now.
Right. It could be somebody who's cloistered, who's doing all this for the purpose of privately in her cell, like a Faustina Kowalska, where God even hides a stigmata. It's just between her and God, and her suffering is to save people that only she and he can see, right? But in other cases, certainly someone like a Padre Pio who gets up there to give mass in front of everybody with bandaged hands and you know, that clearly has a larger purpose. You can't hide it. And in many of the cases of stigmatists through history, I have a long chapter in this, Blessed Elena Aiello, that hardly anyone knows about. She died in 1961. What it would happen with her, I mean, they flocked in from all over Calabria, man, people on foot, horse and buggy, whatever, walking up and down the house. They were afraid that the second floor roof was going to cave in the house. So they were well known. They were, this wasn't something that was easy to conceal. Back then, people were more religious and less cynical about these things and had more of an appreciation for it than we do today.
Yeah.